This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Yes, yes, yes. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and just and. Just get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Do something more than sitting there. No, my people don't swear. Do something more than just sit there yelling at the radio, okay? Get involved, get engaged, figure out what you're going to do to make things better. And I mean that. Make things better. Not kind of better. Gee, Joe, what can I do? You know, I don't have this, I don't have that. Hey, you got two eyeballs, right? You got two hands. I mean, you can do something, right? Look at your body parts. You can do something. You all have computers. Email list, stuff like that. There's a whole bunch of ways that you can help support someone and get in office. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, being part of the process, being part of the solution. I really do appreciate it. All right. Let's get back at it. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. There's a bunch of ways you can support. One of the ways is to buy stuff, okay? Coffee mugs, T-shirts, whatever's up there, you can buy and enjoy. And then on top of that, there's a Patreon button there that you can click on, and you can become part of the team. You can become part of the family, if you would, in a more secretive fashion. And one of these days, I'll get off my butt and actually go in there and leave messages for you guys. We're going to start doing mini town halls, if you would, ways that you guys can, you know, get to me on a more personal level. We can talk and give you an idea of what's going on in and around. Well, here, you know, Crazy Fornia. You know, I haven't listened to this yet, but I'm told that that a new study reveals which states have the most psychopaths. California is almost number one. Are you shocked? You shocked? A new study revealing which states have the most psychopaths, and California's high on the list. Southern Methodist University used data on the Big Five personality traits. Topping the list is Connecticut, followed by California, then New Jersey. Overall, the Northeast has many more psychopaths than the rest of the country. D.C. was excluded from the list. Gee, I wonder why. But when included, it beat out every state as the most psychopathic place in the country. Are you shocked? Because I'm not. Not at all. There's so much craziness going on. And you know what? I think most of the country's woes come out of D.C. Can you imagine if those guys... Look, here's what I think we should do. Find some Midwest country. I mean, Midwest county, small city, whatever. Put D.C. there for all intents and purposes. Don't allow them to build the big hotels. Don't allow them to bring in the expensive cars and all that other stuff. They got to live like the average person. Let's see how long they want to spend in D.C. or spend it at the hands of the government then, huh? What do you think? Leftist threats, right? So they burned an animal carcass, and they left it on a DHS employee's front porch. Now, I say that, where's PETA? You'd think they'd be going nuts. the dignity of an animal, you know, just to be used for political reasons and purposes. It doesn't make any sense. It's terrible. It's nasty. It's disgusting. Employees of the Department of Homeland Security were given a chilling warning from their acting director. He told them to always keep the doors and windows locked and to be aware of the unexpected changes in and around your home. This came in response to heightened threats against the department, including an incident where an official found a burnt animal carcass on his front porch. Listen, what happened to love Trump's hate? No, seriously. I mean, why would you do this? Why would you threaten or be mean and nasty to people like this? I'm trying to understand. Right? The threats have come in response to leftover blowing Trump's policy on separating families at the border, which has now been reversed. You know, in response, many of the left have called for the harm of government officials. Right? Isn't that cool how we can do that? We can go ahead and call for violence like Maxine Waters did. Right? Insurrection like Maxine Waters did. Making things even worse recently, a list of employees of ICE, which is the Immigration Enforcement Wing, was released online by Antifa. And see, that should be made illegal. This is not public information for the good of the public. This does nothing more than put these people in harm's way. Seriously. Because there are people on DHS, there are people in Immigration Enforcement that do nothing but push papers. No, come on, seriously. They do the cleanup work. They do the filing. Are these really the people that should be part of this? If nothing, you guys in Antifa, you guys on that side of the world or that side of the aisle, if it even is an aisle, there's something seriously wrong with you. No, really, I mean that sincerely. For you to take these addresses and hand them out, give them out, put them up publicly, it just shows how vindictive and nasty you are. It doesn't show how tough you are or how smart you are, because any thug can get his hands on this information and put it out there. There's no strategy behind what you're doing. Except you get your little jollies out of watching other people be afraid or what have you. Doesn't that make you a thug and a bully? And I guess if that makes you more of a man, well, if that's what you need, I don't know what to tell you. These concerns were laid out by the acting DHS director, Claire McGrady, in a memo sent to employees. She went on to say, this assessment is based on specific and credible threats that have been levied against certain DHS employees and a sharp increase in the overall number of general threats. I mean, they're going up like crazy. Now, you see, we're not threatening the drug dealers and the people shooting up Chicago, right? We're not threatening the coyotes that are selling those kids into sex slavery. No. We're threatening good public employees. That makes sense. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stunned by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. All right, that's cool. It sounds like the old days. You take your 45 album, you just spin it record, spin it faster. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time. And I never knew what that meant. A canary in a coal mine. Some of you are going to make fun of me. It's okay. I finally found out. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved. Please be engaged. Don't just listen to listen. Get involved in your community. Get involved with the people around you. Help get the right people into Congress, into the Senate, into, I don't know, your local dog catcher, whatever it is. Make sure you get the right people doing the right job for the right reasons. Really. So I was asking, you know, in the last segment, Where is PETA when you need them? Right? Because the Department of Homeland Security employees, some of them, well, one in particular, but it's getting even worse, found the burnt animal carcass up on their porch. And the bad part about that, or if you want to think about, think it through, is, PETA's all against mistreating animals even after they die. If they had their way, they would have, pet cemeteries everywhere. So, but nothing here. Nothing. Making things even worse recently is that list of employees of ICE. If you think about that, shouldn't that be, and I know some of you are for freedom of speech at any level. I'm not here. You don't take some of these positions and you release their addresses. You want to put out there that they do work for the Department of Homeland Security? That's fine, but giving out their home address isn't cool. In any way. If you think about this, it's a true danger from the Trump derangement syndrome. This is a true violent danger because these people can't control themselves. Right? I mean, if I was them and I hated Trump that much, I would have been working all this time to put a team and a ground game together to make sure I beat his butt in the next election. Beat his people. And being out there just pounding away the negative 24/7 doesn't work. Right? And this is just proof that the true danger comes from the left. They're overreacting to this border security policies. They don't have the real truth. They're putting out there all kinds of misinformation on it. Now, the far left has been promoting the idea that Trump's policy at the border that involved family separations is morally comparable to the Holocaust. And that's the other thing I meant to talk about tonight. So I am so tired. If you're on the left and you're listening to this, or you have a friend on the left and you're listening to this, when you call this like the Holocaust, when you call Trump Hitler, when you say this is like Nazi Germany, you know that you're lying. You are flat out lying. And shame on you for what you've taken away from those people who actually did die at Auschwitz, that actually were gassed, whose kids were taken away from them to be killed. We're not taking those kids away to be killed. We hate those kids. Oh, you people irritate me so much. We hate those kids so much that we take them in and we rip them away from an adult, not necessarily their parent. We get them dental care. We get them health care. We make sure they have decent food, decent clothes. They have a place to take a shower. They're learning how to speak English. That's how nasty we are. That's how Hitler-esque we are. You know what the problem is? You're idiots. You don't know really, and you don't care to know, what the Holocaust was all about. These people were killed and gassed because of their religious belief at the hands of a nut. I'm sorry. What countries are we evading? What Jews are we killing? And if you say, well, look at what we're doing to the people coming, we're not doing anything to them that any other country isn't doing to a degree. And don't give me this numbers thing. I'm so tired. Look at this is what I really do hate about the argument of the left on what you do to your young people. Does it matter whether two people are being raped or 2,000? What's the magic number for you? What is the magic number of how many? Because I want to know, before I tell you Obama's numbers, I want to know from you what the magic number is that's unacceptable to society. Is it 2,000? Is it 5? Is it 5,000? Is it 50,000? Which is it? This is how disingenuous you are. You go looking for what the right does, and you go looking for what to tear it apart to prove that you're better, you're more superior, you think better. You know what? That in and of itself is what fascism is all about. I know better than you, so I'm going to tell you what to do, and I'm going to force you to do it. You guys are the true fascists. You guys are the true communists. See, the difference with the right, or people at my level, if you would, on the right, you want to get married as a gay couple? Go for it. Don't force me to buy into it or believe it or whatever else. If that's what you believe in, that's what you... Fine. But you don't do that. And you know who the proof of that is? You had two candidates running for office, side by side with each other. And you're so hateful and disingenuous, you won't even admit this. Hillary Clinton said she would force religious people to change their scripture to come in line with today's way of thinking. That's how tolerant you guys are. And Cain reached out to his Catholic community and said, you guys are either going to get in line scripturally or we're going to pass laws to have you change your scripture to fall in line with today. I'm sorry. Where's the tolerance there? Explain that to me. Because apparently my IQ isn't high enough to figure it out. And I know that it makes you guys on the left very happy because you love to make sure that you let me know and others know how much smarter you are than we are. So for you guys on the left, before you start screaming at guys like me about things that we say that stir up ill feelings and then stir up the riots, why don't you go look and where the majority of the damage is coming from? Why don't you go look at where the majority of the violence is actually coming from? And if you could find it in your heart to be honest about your assessment, you may have to do some reflection. You may have to look at yourself again and try to figure out, what the heck am I doing? On the other side of the break, we're talking about the New York Times bombshell. They reported on themselves, which I think was a very, very smart move. Not political, not for selling more papers, but a very, very smart move. Here we have the reporter that got the inside scoop. You're going to find out how she did that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump holding a rally in West Columbia, South Carolina, as he endorses Republican Governor Henry McMaster.
He said, we need strong borders. We have to stop crime. We want lower taxes. We love our military. We love our vets, and we love our Second Amendment.
So what are you paying at the pump? The very latest on gas prices.
GasBuddy.com reports some states were enjoying a dramatic decrease in gasoline. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average. Indiana down 13 cents. Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Nothing says Americanism like Charlie Day. Come on. We got you know it, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you know, there's a dozen ways. There really is a dozen ways to become part of the conversation. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can go to Facebook. I mean, there's a gazillion ways you can make that happen. And I always appreciate the time you spend with us. I always appreciate the time that you spend, whether you're, you know, chatting with us or just kind of paying attention to watching what was going, watching what is going on. So I don't know if some of you guys heard this today. But the New York Times had a, now I think they did it mostly, I think they did it so they could show you or take the, what am I looking for, to take the responsibility off of them. I think they did it, they broke the story so they wouldn't be liable for it later on when people really find out what was going on. A good move. Overall, it was a good move. But the New York Times bombshell on, it drops a bombshell on its own reporter. And it reveals that Ellie Watkins, she dated the second potential source of all the leaks. Now, again, if they didn't let this go, and the DOJ found out about it, and then found out that the New York Times knew about it, man, the trouble they would have been in. The Ellie Watkins, which was a reporter for the New York Times, she had an affair with former Senate Intelligence Committee aide. Now remember, this is the person that gets to handle all the paperwork, that gets to run it into the committee, that takes things back and forth into the committee while they're having, you know, the actual committee proceedings. James Wolfe, in addition to the bombshell, she dated another Intelligence Committee staffer as well. So two. And you know what they mean by dating. Anyway. Earlier this month, A shock indictment revealed that prior to joining the Times, Watkins, who's 26, had a 3-year romantic relationship with Wolf, who's now 58. Apparently they read the Billy Bob Clinton Book of Dating, who was accused by federal prosecutors of lying about leaks of sensitive information to journalists. The indictment strongly suggested that he was a source for Watkins and others, though Watkins reportedly has denied using the relationship for those scoops. Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure they weren't sitting on the couch having something to eat and discussing the business of the day, if you would. The New York Times has since announced that it's investigating Watkins' conduct, but in the meantime, it published a scathing report that strongly implies that Watkins rose to journalistic fame while using her married boyfriend as he... They'll stop at nothing, won't they? Now, the funny thing about this is, think about something. She leaked this information to prove what a piece of crap Donald Trump was. To prove what a bunch of nasty people the Republicans are. And she's sleeping with a married man. I guess she's an angel. The Times reports hit the web Sunday night, headlined how an affair between a reporter and a security aide has rattled Washington media. The featured interviews with roughly 36 friends and colleagues of the former... They knew this. The people around him knew this was going on. How do you think the wife feels? Right? I guess they don't believe in the Me Too movement in D.C. media. Watkins carried on a 3-year relationship with Wolf, who's 30 years senior and has been overseeing classified information delivered by the CIA and the FBI before Watkins was born. When she was still in diapers. Avoiding the conflicts of interest is a basic tenet of journalism, and intimate involvement with a source and a considered verboten. The Times reported while strongly implying Watkins used Wolf as a source, but the shocking Times report also revealed that Watkins dated another staff member at the time. I guess she couldn't get enough of them. She loves them security people. Some observers say that Times is now in a very difficult place as a gray lady can't separate from Watkins without appearing sexist, but its own reporting strongly indicates that she used the romantic relationships to land the sensitive information that she used. Now, I love these people, you know. Isn't it funny that on the left, everybody can have a secure relationship, an offhanded conversation? You know, the tarmac conversation with Lynch and Clinton. There was no doubt in anybody's mind on the left that, oh, they just had a chance meeting on the same part of the tarmac. You know, they happened to talk about grandkids, even though the FBI agents say that may not be as true as they'd like us to believe. It now appears that Watkins has covered national security for McClatchy, HuffPost, and BuzzFeed, including Politico now. She's had the intimate involvement with at least two potential sources. The Times even noted that Watkins once told friends she wanted off the beat, but her editors were eager for scoops. So they knew she was getting scoops. Maybe they didn't know how, but they knew she was getting scoops. Right? I mean, what do you think of that? Is that okay? Because, they're professionals. They can both separate the two. I mean, hasn't he shown all kinds of discretion by sleeping with a young single girl, 30 years his minor, cheating on his wife? Oh, yeah. Shows a lot of good. God. Anyway, Miss Watkins last fall and Mr. Wolf had broken up while she was still reporting on the Intelligence Committee for Politico. She briefly dated another staff member of that same committee, and that was according to her friends. She didn't give that up right away either. That relationship, which had not been previously reported, ended when the two decided not to pursue something more serious. Conservative commentator Louise Mint tweeted that the second relationship looks terrible, adding, "No way to wash it." I mean, you got to think about this stuff. Think about what it looks like, and frankly, how easy it would have been for her to get the information she wanted to get. We'll say doing what she was doing. How's that? Luis accused Watkins' past employers of prostituting her out for information before turning her criticism to the Times directly, saying it's so sexist that the paper's implying that the young girl journalist regularly put out for stories. I didn't get that implication. I made that up on my own. I mean, the guy is dating a girl 30. I mean, he's so excited to have somebody 30 years his junior that he's messing around with. I mean, are we serious? She knew the power he had. He knew the power he had. Luis pointed out that very few men date significantly older women who are much more powerful than they are. And on the following section of the Times report, their relationship played out in an insular world of Washington where young and ambitious journalists compete for scoops while navigating relationships with powerful, often older sources. Then what are you sending your daughters there for? I mean, come on, people. Is this just human nature? Or maybe that's it. Just human nature. Just the way it's supposed to be. Just the way it's going to play out. Relationships between reporters and sources are an art, not a science. And watching meals and late nights out with sources are part of a journalistic description. But becoming romantically involved is widely viewed as a conflict. Doesn't stop them, though, does it? They keep going for it. Sexist or not, the Times and other employees were seemingly aware of what. See, all the people around them, there's no way you're doing stuff in Washington without somebody knowing what's going on around with you, especially when it comes to relationships. Everybody's watching everybody, and not because they're watching out for you, not because they're curious, because they want something to throw in your face, something they think they can nail you at. Mrs. Watkins disclosed her relationship with Mr. Wolf to her employees in varying degrees of detail, sometimes citing Mr. Wolf's name and position, and sometimes not. She said she never used him as a source. We'll see. This is, you know, this is going to break eventually. And it's going to break a lot deeper than this. But it goes back to what we've been saying. You know, these people on the left see this as a righteous thing. They see it as an okay thing. And it's not. Never been. Not cool, as they say. With Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back a lot more in just a few minutes. Really, hang out with me.
Related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Come inside, let
we are
me
back.
Jive, jive and well. Oh,
I can see that you listen. You dance around me, you're in a lot of trouble. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of you know, some of you don't know. I've got a TV over my left shoulder. And I do that so I can see, if there's something happens, breaking news or whatever, I can discuss it or what have you. You got two brain cells rubbed together, you know. And what I've been watching coming over the shoulder all the news cycle here is, we're so caught up in what's happening at our southern borders that we now have this migration crisis, the Italians, the French. I mean, you see this happening in Europe. They're deciding who to take and who not to take. Who told those people they could show up there? The Italians can't take them all, not financially anyhow. Look, Europe, Greece, France, they're all in financial trouble, all of them. And Germany can't handle the crime rate, which has gone up on a regular basis, by the way, whether you want to hear it or not. Now, they'll tell you that's not true, but it's a lot of stuff. But to watch them, to watch what's going on, to watch these migrants go in there, like, what are they expecting? And I think what I would do is say, okay, you've got 90 days to find a job or else. 855-REAL-JOE. And you know, the Saudis have empty camps all over the place. What's the problem? Take them in there. Drop them off. They got the money to feed them. Back to our story about the New York Times reporter, who is now, by the way, she's out on a pre-planned vacation. Just amazing, right? Anyway, the she's also another one that's been accused of lying to the FBI. We'll see how this plays out. This is far from over. You guys know this already. Here's one of my favorites. A judge ruled that a user could sue Twitter for banning him. Yeah, some of you guys would be excited about this. California judge ruled that Jared Taylor, founder of the publication American Renaissance, can proceed with a lawsuit against Twitter. Taylor sued Twitter in February, alleging that the company had violated civil rights and contract law by banning two of his accounts. Yesterday, California Judge Harold Kahn said that Twitter hadn't made a strong enough argument for throwing it out altogether. Twitter argued that Taylor's complaint violated California's anti-slap law, which penalizes malicious lawsuits meant to suppress speech. Taylor wants a court to make Twitter reinstate his accounts and stop enforcing a rule that lets it ban any user for any reason. Now, Twitter says it's akin to controlling which stories a newspaper can print. Right? Now, the judge said the only reason he even agreed to listen to this was he thinks that it's a classic public interest lawsuit. Because, you know, you're hearing about this happening more and more. You're not just hearing about it. You're seeing it happen more and more. Seriously. And it's harder and harder and harder for people to bring it. I mean, these things get expensive. So, anyway, it goes on to the heart of free speech. He says, principles that long precede our Constitution. While Kahn didn't specifically mention it, Taylor is one of the several people who have sued digital platforms for alleged ideological bias, and he claims is widespread. And it's widespread enough to have generated hearings in Congress. Judge Kahn was also sympathetic to Taylor's claim that Twitter had misled the public by saying its platform was open to everyone. Well, it's not. Barring people based on their, you know, political viewpoints is not open to everyone, right? Anyway, I just get the biggest kick out of this stuff. It's a big deal because it's about time that somebody's actually listening, that people are actually willing to move on it. You know what I'm saying? Now, Trump, you know, by the way, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Trump is pushing for demoted FBI agent Peter Strzok's hearing to be televised. Boy, wouldn't that be a kick, right? Just amazing. Did you guys hear about the intern who yelled F Trump as he was walking down the hall? I mean, this is what we've come to with these people. They think they can say anything anyway. This is what I'm talking about. When you sit there and say anything you want anytime you want, and you think you're allowed to because you have a pulse and a heartbeat, that's wrong. Now, here's the other beauty behind this. This person wasn't fired. And don't give me the free speech stuff. I don't want to hear about it. You do not have a right to free speech at work. You cannot tell your boss to go F themselves and expect to keep your job. Because if you do, you're demented. There's something seriously wrong with you. Maybe you shouldn't be around cars, trains, little kids, or anything like that. The congressional intern who hollered, "Mr. President, F you," across the Capitol Rotunda last week during a presidential visit, has been identified. Sources tell Fox that the woman in question is a 21-year-old Caitlin Marriott, who is interning in the office of Senator Maggie Hazen, guess what? A Democrat from New Hampshire. The news source has been told that she's not been terminated and will continue to work through August. But here's the deal. The summer interns, they only work through August. Congressional authorities were finally able to identify Mary and speak to her to determine if she posed a threat to the president. She raced from where she heckled Trump, forcing U.S. Capitol Police to put out a be on the lookout over their radios. After deciding Mary didn't pose a threat, President Trump authorities decided there was no other action they could take. However, Fox News was told that Mary will be confined to her duties in Hazem's office on the third floor. Good. Right? But she's got a week-long suspension. How are you suspended if you're still working and still getting paid? I'm just asking. I don't, you know, I'm not smart enough to figure this out on my own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before Trump's visit to the Capitol last Tuesday, a gaggle of interns gathered on the Senate side of the rotunda behind a line of Capitol Police officers, Secret Service agents. When the president arrived, she shouted it out as Trump walked into the office of the House Speaker Paul Ryan. Now, Fox News is told that Marriott's decision to heckle President Trump was impulsive. The interns were bantering back and forth about potentially shouting something at the president, and fellow interns egged on Marriott and others to do the same. We were aware of the situation and taken disciplinary action, including 1 week suspension. Right. In what way? She's still there. Right? And then she caused the Capitol Police, because she bolted, to have to go looking for her. Right? In response to her breach of office policies regarding respectful and appropriate conduct, we also facilitate contact with Capitol Police, said the Democrat spokesman. And you know what? Here's the thing that bothers me the most about this. For all intents and purposes, they did nothing about it. Again, I say, and some of you are irritated and not willing to hear it. If this was the Obama administration, if this was a hardcore right-wing person that said this or screamed this to him, look at the one, I think he was not a senator. Can't remember who he was. Anyway, he yelled, liar, or you lied. Remember when President Obama was giving a State of the Union address? I mean, seriously, think about that. And that was okay? No, it wasn't. They went after him big time. Okay. What do we got? Let's do another in-your-face quick one, right? Oh, hey, here you go. This is always exciting. Do you know the New York State suspended a license of a lawyer for the ex-sailor suing Comey and Obama? Why would he do that? Why would they do that, do you think? The lawyer who was handling former Navy sailor Kristen Saucier's lawsuit against Obama administration officials, including the former president himself, has been barred from New York State from practicing for 1 year. This will set the case back. I'd bring somebody else in. The appellate division of New York State Supreme Court on Thursday suspended a law license of Ronald Daigle, who came out of retirement in 2016 to help Saucier. The guy wasn't even practicing law. Now, the appellate court determined that Daigle, an Iraqi war veteran with the U.S. Navy and the former police chief of his town of Granville, New York, had taken $23,000 from the estate of a deceased person without a retainer or authorization to take the funds. Relatives and a primary beneficiary of the deceased had hired Daigle in 2011 to handle the estate. Why wasn't that brought up before? I'm just saying. The suspension came just a week after Saucier and Daigle told Fox News they were preparing to sue former President Barack Obama. Well, somebody else will take it on. Right? Saucier, who served in a federal prison for taking photos. He didn't take photos of the... He took photos in a classified section. He just did something stupid. Right? He didn't print them. He didn't show them to anybody. His ex-girlfriend had to tell somebody where they were. They had, they were stuck in his phone that he threw away. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. God bless and have a great, safe rest of your day.